live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up at this in this bulletin, Minister Joe McHugh's appointment as Education Minister is imminent as a vote is due to take place in the Dáil this evening at 6 o'clock. Gardaí and Carn Donagh are investigating after three women were hit by a car outside a nightclub in the early hours of Sunday morning past. Residents in Letchard Estate in Letterkenny are said to be at their wits' end over various health and safety concerns. And plans to establish an extensive cross-border neighbourhood watch scheme in Donegal and Derry are progressing. Those stories you follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the European Council President says the UK leaving the EU without a deal is more likely than ever before. Ahead of a meeting of EU leaders tomorrow, Donald Tusk insists goodwill and determination on both sides are providing the only hope of an agreement. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, says there are still some sticking points.
There are still several issues which remain unresolved, including that of Ireland. And therefore, what I understand is that more time is required to find this comprehensive deal and to reach this decisive progress which we need in order to finalise these negotiations on the orderly exit of the United Kingdom.
Taoiseach Simon Coveney met with Michel Barnier earlier and says he's not confident much progress will be made this week.
I think it's unlikely that there will be a lot agreed tomorrow night. I think what will happen is that Michel Barnier will update EU leaders on the negotiations to date. I'm sure that Theresa May will also want to update leaders in terms of the British perspective. But I expect what will be needed then is an acceptance that more time is needed for the negotiating teams to re-engage.
Minister Joe McHugh's appointment as Education Minister is imminent as a vote is due to take place in the Dáil this evening at 6 o'clock. The move comes after Dennis Naughton announced his resignation last week, prompting a reshuffle of Cabinet. Speaking a short time ago, Minister McHugh says local matters will remain at the fore.
Well, one thing about politics, there's always pressure. There's no question about that. But my focus now is this evening, the next hour. I need to get the votes to get the appointment. The Taoiseach has put his confidence in me. I'm absolutely delighted, and the feedback I got over the weekend from my constituency was just amazing, to say the least. And I know people are acknowledging me in that role, but obviously they're looking for delivery for the county as well, and nationally, and for the future of the younger generation. So look, I take that type of endorsement very, very seriously, and I'll not be found wanting when it comes to putting my very best foot forward. In both the national interest and, of course, my own constituency interest as well.
Gardaí and Carn Donagh are investigating after three women were hit by a car outside a nightclub in the early hours of Sunday morning past. It's believed the women, aged in their 20s, 30s and 40s, were hit when a car was reversing in a car park outside a nightclub in the town at around 3:30. Investigations into the incident are ongoing. Residents in Letchard Estate in Letterkenny are said to be at their wits' end over various health and safety concerns. There are currently no traffic calming measures in place in the estate, and in recent months it's reported a child escaped uninjured after being knocked down by a passing car. Meanwhile, the green area earmarked for recreational use has been deemed unfit for purpose, with ongoing calls on the local authority to carry out extensive drainage on the land. Speaking on today's 9 to noon show, residents Mark and Kellyanne say action needs to be taken to ensure the safety of children in the area.
It's like going under a rushy field, and there's three or four wee benches around it in a circle, and the stones have been all lifted by the waves. They're not even put down right. And there's bushes growing everywhere, and it's like a swamp.
It's an often occurrence that cars do come in at high speed, and you're just worried for your kids all the time.
Now, the council, this has gone back 3 or 4 years that Councillor McMonagall has been under them. And they were up about a year ago or a year and a half ago with a notepad and book, walking around doing what they're looking to do, and we're still waiting. I'll be here 8 this Christmas. And we're still waiting for something to be done. There's 45 wains in this estate, and they're all under the age of 15 years of age, down to the age of 1 or 2 running about. They need an area that they play and kick a football, because they're out on the tarmac. It's only a matter of time that they're going to be hit by a car.
It's something that a lot of people have been working on for a good few years. I remember when I was expecting my twins, one of the ladies from the estate approached me about the ramp. So that was, you know, they're five past in August. So that's a long time going.
Health and safety comes for the weans, and you need the ramps up, plus you need a safe area for they can go and kick a football and play about. That they're out of the road, that they're not on the road playing a ball.
It's been claimed that the government's proposal to hike betting tax by 100% will cost 106 jobs in the Northwest, 72 of them in Donegal. That's according to an analysis by the Irish Bookmakers Association, which was conducted since Budget 2019 was announced last Tuesday. The IBA estimates that 12 bookmakers' shops will close permanently in Donegal, 4 will close in Sligo, and a further 2 will permanently shut their doors in Leitrim. Chairperson of the IBA is Sharon Byrne.
We're very, very concerned, and we've been highlighting it to the government that this is an absolute mistake. This tax is going to close at least 400 shops across the country, and the reason is it's a 100% increase in our tax, the tax that we pay on punters' bets. We've seen 450 shops close. Well, actually, it's 500 shops has closed since 2008, and the betting tax was the main contributor to those closures. So with 500 shops closing at 1%, and we've just managed to scrape through the recession a lot of these shops, a 2% is just going to wipe them out. We've launched a huge campaign. We've all our members getting letters, certified letters from their auditors, which shows that if they were to continue to trade and this 100% increase was brought in, that they would be insolvent, so they cannot continue to trade.
Now, in terms of Donegal, the number's quite high, 72 predicted job losses here in the county compared with maybe 22 in Sligo.
Yes, it's a calculation based on the number of independents in the county. And we also believe Boyle Sports have come out and said it, and Ladbrokes, that they're looking at shop closures. So there will be large chains affected also.
Plans to establish an extensive cross-border neighbourhood watch scheme in Donegal and Derry are progressing. A meeting is being held tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in the Balugari Primary School near Nixon's Corner as the first step towards setting up this scheme. It follows a significant spike in criminality on both sides of the border, with a number of homes and businesses targeted in recent months. A petition will be available on the night in a bid to gain signatures of support from residents in vulnerable areas. Organiser Jason says it's vital to put the message out there that the community is taking a stand against such criminal activities.
First of foremost, I mean, what we can do ourselves is make it aware to anyone who's thinking about criminality in the area that they're being watched. If they are within 2 miles of one property, everyone within a 10-mile radius will know instantly that there's a suspicious car around that area to keep an eye out for it, to look out for elderly neighbours, people who are living on their own, just to make the community itself feel safer, knowing that there's people around them that are willing to help and act if anything does happen, as in letting the police and the Garda know instantly. In terms of what the police and the guards can do, I think it's just feet on the ground and a more physical presence with checkpoints set up at night time, just to dissuade people from even trying the area. Now, we're going to have the first meeting will be tomorrow night at 7:30. Now, that will be held in Balugari Primary School, which is just off Nixon's Corner on the Millennium Road. And we're encouraging as many members of the community to come that night, come tomorrow night and sign up to basically get the support for it. And if anyone's interested in becoming an active member themselves, that can go through and be vetted by the police and become a member, then it would be brilliant. But if we can get a bike attorney tomorrow night, if we could, we get the support and listen, the border's imaginary to the people here living there. We're all affected. The criminals don't see a border. We're trying to look after each other.
The INMO will decide next month whether it will take industrial action over the retention and recruitment of staff. It's after 94% of members rejected proposals aimed at addressing the issue. Under the plans which have been turned down, some allowances would have been increased, while there would have been a reduction in the number of years to become a staff nurse. General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, Phil Nihay, says there needs to be a renewed effort to deal with staff retention.
And we have to try, all of us have to try and avoid a strike that is very likely to occur unless real measures are put in place to avert and to assist with the current recruitment and retention problem.
Gardaí in Donegal have issued a warning after receiving reports of scam callers doing the rounds. It's reported the callers are contacting residents in the county from a Dublin landline number 01254 9791. In an automated message claiming to be from Irish Revenue, the person is then asked to return the call as they have a criminal charge pending. The scammers will then request bank details when on the phone to pay a fine. However, Gardaí are warning people to be vigilant. The local community in North Inishowen has been praised after the response to the loss of a family home in Culdaff last week. Diane Smith and her children Rachel, Hayden and Jerome lost everything when their rented home was destroyed by fire. Diane's sister Annette Smith says since then there's been a steady stream of people offering money, clothing, toys and other essential items while the family have been given the use of an unoccupied holiday home to live in while they seek a new home. Ms Smith says the family has been bowled over by the support shown to them.
Right away that day, Diane was able to get clothes for the boys to wear from people who just came to the door. She was able to go and get stuff out of pennies, like underwear and that you just have to buy and shop, and people had given her money. We just got boys' pyjamas this morning, and it's been really, amazing what people have done. They've given them school bags and supplies, coats and everything you could just imagine. And I can't thank everybody enough for their overwhelming response and love towards Diane and family.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. With a mega giveaway voucher, there's great discounts and a chance to win a €500 voucher. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer, and Martin O'Neill is vowing that his Republic of Ireland side will take the game to Wales tonight. The sides meet in the return fixture in the Nations League after Ireland were thrashed 4-1 in Cardiff last month. Kieran Clarke will miss tonight's game with a thigh injury, and he's been replaced by Blackburn defender Derek Williams. Wales arrive in Dublin short of the talents of Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey, but O'Neill says regardless of absentees, Ireland will have to improve.
We would have to do better all round, you know, deal with players of that calibre better than we did do, and to give ourselves any sort of chance of getting something from the game.
Kickoff at the Aviva is at 7:45. The Republic of Ireland under-19s finished the first phase of their Euro qualifiers with a 100% record. Goals from Adam Idda and Will Ferry saw Tom Mohan's side come from behind to beat the Netherlands 2-1 in Longford. Having topped their group, Ireland will be top seeds in the elite phase. West Ham midfielder Josh Cullen will make his final appearance for the Ireland under-21s this afternoon. Noel King's side complete their unsuccessful qualifying group with a game away to Germany, which is kicking off in the next few minutes. Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho has been charged by the FA for alleged comments made after his side's 3-2 win against Newcastle. He was caught on camera at full time at Old Trafford appearing to utter something in Portuguese. The FA alleges that he used abusive, insulting or improper language, and Mourinho has until 6 p.m. on Friday to respond to the charge. The international break continues to be unkind to Liverpool. Midfielder Naby Keita has limped out of Guinea's African Nations Cup qualifier with Rwanda with a suspected thigh injury. It follows the news that Sadio Mane suffered a broken thumb while with Senegal. Netherlands boss Ronald Koeman says Virgil van Dijk has been playing with two broken ribs, while Mo Salah is another doubt for Saturday's trip to Huddersfield, having suffered a muscle strain in Egypt's Africa Cup of Nations qualifying win over Eswatini. Bohemians have been handed a home tie in the quarterfinals of the Iron Brew Scottish Challenge Cup. Keith Long's side will play host to Scottish League One side East Fife next month. Sligo's Conquerors, Motherwell Colts will take on Ross County. Bows are the only one of the invited sides remaining in the competition. Finn Harps Football Club have confirmed that two of their academy players, Luke McGlynn and Conor Campbell, have been included in the Republic of Ireland under-15 squad for the international games against Poland next month. In rugby, Ulster lock Peter Brown has been forced to retire at the age of 30. Brown has come to his decision after consulting a neurological specialist following a string of concussions. The Bristol-born second row joined Ulster in 2015 and made the last of his 34 appearances for the province in the January meeting with Leinster. A pair of Toulouse players are in danger of missing Sunday's Heineken Champions Cup meeting with Leinster. Both Jerome Kano and Lucas Ponto will appear before a disciplinary commission in Paris tomorrow following incidents in their dramatic win over Bath. Former All Black Kano was sin-binned for a challenge on Jamie Roberts, but now faces the extra charge of striking, while Ponto is alleged to have headbutted Nathan Catt. Quinn Roo has signed a new 2-year contract extension with Connacht. The Irish international lock will remain with the province until at least the summer of 2021. The South African-born 27-year-old has won 6 international caps since his move from Leinster. In Gaelic games, another Kerry veteran has decided to call time on their inter-county career. 2009 winning All-Ireland captain Darren O'Sullivan confirmed today that he was retiring, ending a run of 14 seasons with the Kingdom's footballers. O'Sullivan called his time with Kerry a dream career, adding that the decision to leave the panel was made with massive sadness. At the Youth Olympics, 2 Irish boxers compete for at least a silver medal in Buenos Aires this evening. Sligo flyweight Dean Clancy takes on Great Britain's Ivan Price in their semi-final, while Leitrim featherweight Derva Rooney goes up against Thailand's Somnuek Panpatra in the last 4. On the track, Miriam Daly goes in the heats of the women's 400 metres hurdles. The Donegal Primary School's Cross Country Championships take place this Thursday, the 18th of October, hosted by Inishowen AC on the shorefront in Buncrana. The championships were held at the same location last year, and Inishowen AC are expecting an even larger attendance this year. The first race there gets underway at 11 a.m. this Thursday. And finally, nominations for the Donegal Sports Star Awards will open next Monday, the 22nd of October. Nominations can be made online at www.donegalsportsstarawards.ie. That's all your sports news here on Highland Today. Your next sports update is tomorrow morning after the 8 a.m. news. But for now, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And returning to some news, Amposs has confirmed that the closure of Dunkaneely Post Office will not be reversed. It's understood that the appeal lodged by the community has been rejected by the government-appointed appeals process for post office closures. This is despite a major public campaign locally in a bid to retain the post office there. Yesterday it was confirmed an appeal submitted to Amposs for review of the closure of Culdaff Post Office has too been refused. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says it's devastating news for the area of Dunkaneely and will now cast doubt among the dozens of other communities which have appealed their respective post office closures.
Deeply disappointed, I've learned this morning that the reviewer on behalf of the and post and government had decided not to uphold the decision by and post, and that is to keep Dunkaneely Post Office closed. And somewhat ironic that while this was been considered, the post office closed at the end of September. The committee appointed after the public meeting in Dunkaneely worked very hard and prepared a very professional and comprehensive submission to the reviewer, but it appears that it is falling on deaf ears. This is a major shock to the community this morning and sends out a message to others who have made submissions that they may have difficulties as well.
Now, in terms of Dunkaneely's case, do we know, is there a possibility at this stage that postal services could be housed in another shop or so on in the village?
Well, I understand that it was made clear there were premises available in Dunkaneely where the services could be co-located, and that seems to be the trend that's been taken now, co-location, and that there's a greater opportunity of profitability. But of course, the die is cast now as far as Dunkaneely is concerned, and I expect that the review committee will meet the today or over the next number of days to decide what, if any, steps can be taken.
A judge has recommended setting up a tribunal to hear and determine cervical check claims. The Health Minister asked Mr Justice Charles Meenan to come up with an alternative system to the courts for dealing with claims as a result of this scandal. He suggests that the hearings would be held in private and be less formal than a court process. The system, which he says must be voluntary, would take account of liability, each person's constitutional right of access to the courts and fair procedures. Minister Simon Harris says the report has to be considered by a number of government departments and he will return to government with proposals next month. And Irish Water has confirmed that a €4.1 million upgrade project at the Ardsbeg Water Treatment Plant is now complete. The scheme was subsequently removed from the Environmental Protection Agency's remedial action list, which it was included on for elevated levels of aluminium and THMs. Donal Kavanagh has more details.
According to Irish Water, 5,000 customers in the Gortha-Horrock and Falkara areas are now benefiting from an improved and more reliable quality of water after a €4.1 million investment in the Ardsbeg Water Treatment Plant. The project involved the decommissioning of the existing treatment plant following the construction of a new water treatment plant adjacent to the existing site, as well as the construction of a new treated water storage reservoir. The new treatment plant comprises a robust flocculation, coagulation filtration process and UV disinfection system, necessary upgrades to ensure a fit-for-purpose water supply for the area.
For weather now, bright with sunny spells this evening with scattered showers pushing into western areas. Showers will spread elsewhere overnight with lowest temperatures of 4 to 6 degrees and light to moderate southwest or variable breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Minister Joe McHugh's appointment as Education Minister is imminent as a vote is due to take place in the Dáil this evening at 6 o'clock. The move comes after Dennis Naughton announced his resignation last week, prompting a reshuffle of Cabinet. Gardaí and Carndonagh are investigating after three women were hit by a car outside a nightclub in the early hours of Sunday morning past. It's believed the women aged in their 20s, 30s and 40s were hit when a car was reversing in a car park outside a nightclub in the town at around 3:30. It's been claimed that the government's proposal to hike betting tax by 100% will cost 106 jobs in the northwest, 72 of them in Donegal. IBA estimates that 12 bookmaker shops will close permanently in Donegal, 4 will close in Sligo and a further 2 will permanently shut their doors in Leitrim. And residents in Letchard Estate and Letterkenny are said to be at their wits' end over various health and safety concerns. There are currently no traffic calming measures in place in the estate, and in recent months it's reported a child escaped uninjured after being knocked down by a passing car. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, October the 16th. The death has taken place of Tommy McLaughlin, Hillhead, Shrove, Greencastle. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday for service in St Finian's Parish Church, Greencastle at 1:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Mrs. Molly Laird, Glen McQuinn, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:15 for service at Convoy Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock and burial afterwards in the family plot. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations if desired to Convoy Presbyterian Church Repair Fund, Kev Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Kathleen Hamilton, 433 Victoria Road, Ballymagorry, Strabane, Nae McCracken, formerly of Grange, Brady and late of Castlederg. Funeral service in her late home on Thursday afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in Castlederg Cemetery, arriving at approximately 3 o'clock. Family flowers only. Donations to Maher Mason Presbyterian Church Organ Fund, care of Mr. Leslie Hamilton, 12 Carrie Park, Maher Mason. The death has taken place of Susan Gallagher, née Ramsay, 17 CM Park, Sion Mills. Remains are reposing at her home this evening from 7:30. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Melmount Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers please to the British Heart Foundation, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place in Canada of Cara Rose Bonner, baby daughter of James and Breda Bonner. Remains are reposing in her grandparents' home, Michael and Al Moy, Letterbrick, Clohan. Mass of the Angels will take place tomorrow at 12 noon in the Church of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn. Burial afterwards in Fintown Cemetery. Family time from 10:30 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Maureen Lafferty, Knockna Foher, Dunfanaghy. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass in St Michael's Church, Creaslaw, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations only if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin Funeral Directors. The death has taken place in Scotland of Charlie Freel, Diver, Knightswood, Glasgow and formerly of Pollard Fanid. His remains are going to St Ninian's Church, Knightswood, Glasgow tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by cremation at 11:30 in Clydebank Crematorium, North Dunlatter. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the British Liver Trust. And the death has taken place of Padgio McBurty, 2 Albert Terrace, Main Street, Lifford. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:15 for a requiem mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m.